You are down in deep.
This is.
Listen, hon, I mean, as slimming as you are and all that good stuff, it ain't doing me no good down here because you have too many clothes on. So why don't we just take this cab and slide on uptown and slip out of all of this uncomfortableness of the world around us. You know what I'm saying, babes? Matter of fact, listen to me, honey. Honey, listen here, please. If sexy were a virus, then you have a disease. Slamming is your styling. Let me speak for a while and tell you all about the grand slamming.
Why you smiling?
Let's do the uptown slide. Don't need a transfer or add a rod. We only need a cab with us inside. Finally, finally, we got uptown. And when we got uptown, honey's drawers came down. Did the audio visual. She had the residuals. Bar, dress. Now tell me, have you any pull? I said, honey, again, I said it slow. Coming out the boxes and my joint will surely grow. Then she started feeling. Yes, it was appealing. I thought of slamming girlfriend from the floor to the ceiling. We started five play. She said that she would come. I said it wasn't foreplay because I used my thumb. Nibbled on the neck. Oh, what the heck? She said one, two, and went down for a mic check.
Her mic sounds nice, check one. Her mic sounds nice, check two.
She did this till it was all gone. I told her slow down, but she kept on.
And on and on and on, she kept on.
What's going on, peeps? This is your man, Big B, welcoming you back to another edition of IDS Extra Dating Sucks. Woo! Things the last few episodes have been heating up and getting interesting, and questions have been getting deep, and clearly we're hitting some nerves because people are responding. Not all of you are responding in the manner which you are instructed to do, which is Queen.
In deepshow@yahoo.com or call us at 202-750-1437. When you send me a text message, it doesn't count.
Text messages don't count. Stopping and harassing us with our families don't count. Blowing a horn, talking about, hey, pull over. I want to talk to you about that shit you said. Doesn't count. Got a call. You got an email. That's how you do it, folks. Anyway, we're rocking out today with Miss Sonia from the BX.
That's right. Hola, hola.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Okay. Miss Sonia was on mic restriction for a few minutes.
Okay.
Dude, say hello one more time.
Okay. Hola. I'm back.
We also have the traveling wanderer, Diego.
All right, Cardi B, call me.
Oh,
shit. That's my new shit right there, oh, Cardi man. B.
Okay.
Wow, that wolf pack is getting large.
All right, very well.
And as you hear, all hail, rise to your feet, and salute the queen.
Hello, welcome to the show. Thank you for listening. We are so glad this show is helping people. Who knew?
The show is definitely interesting. It's like,
who knew?
Uh-huh.
Thank you to all that share the show with your peeps.
No doubt. So I guess we'll kick it off in our usual fashion by getting into some of the feedback from last week.
Yes. So let me start first with, remember the question we said, would you date someone that had their ex's name tattooed on them? So Miss Diva says, I would not like it if a man I was dating had his ex-woman's name tattooed on him. But if the woman was his ex-wife or ex-girlfriend and deceased, then it wouldn't really bother me. What are your thoughts? Well, we talked about that and we said what our thoughts were, but does anybody have anything to add with the whole deceased thing?
I don't care if she's deceased or she's here. I don't want to see anybody else's any other woman's name on my man's body. So I don't think it matters if she's deceased or not. So that's not even an option. I don't even understand why she has to be deceased in order for it to be okay. But I digress.
So no matter what, Erase that shit, nigga.
That's what it sounded like to me.
But here's my question. Here's my question. If you see someone that has a tattoo and you know it's an obvious cover-up, that doesn't affect you the same way as if it was still there? I mean, you know what was there.
Not if they lie to you and say it's something else.
But now we're just starting off with deception.
Sometimes that's what the...
I mean, if it was covered up and they was like, you know, that my man's name was right there and I got it covered up.
I can respect that because the bottom line, cool, you know.
Go to somebody better that did your tattoo.
Right.
Well,
sorry, go to somebody else.
Well, it all depends on what's the purpose of her. I mean, what you're using her for? I mean, what's her purpose? Are you looking for to marry her, or are you just looking to be with her? So it all depends. Okay. You know.
And be with her, what do you mean?
Just to fuck her. I mean, you know.
Okay, I just wanted to be clear.
Yeah. Well, she's just disposable.
Okay, great. Something to do. All right. So let's also remember the controversial question we asked. Are black women still a valued option in the dating world, or are a majority of them jaded by reality TV, ratchet music, and broken homes? So,
you know, Queen,
what?
My level of disappointment for the lack of feedback for that question.
Oh, man. Listen, I'm gonna tell you, I just thought it was going to be
with the amount of, and I'm not going to call out anybody's name, but a lot of you I see on Facebook timelines talking so much shit about your worth and this and that and blah, blah, blah. And you don't chime in on that question?
Maybe they just worth a Harriet Tubman. Mm. Maybe that's their worth.
Maybe Harriet
Tubman,
what?
You know, 20. New 20. Harriet Tubman, get it?
No. That's you sober. That was trash. All right. Okay. So some of the feedback we got from Miss Davis was, I'm still in my feelings on the black women should be a monolithic question, while everyone else can be seen as individuals. So I will hold my words and just applaud the ladies for keeping it real and standing up for us being individuals. So, and she kind of went on to say some other stuff, but she was just like, why is it a double standard? You know, why is it that it only really kind of applies to black women? Like, so why we got to be thoughts and virgins and ratchet? And, you know, why can't we be like everything? You know, men want us to be a freak in the bed and lady in the streets, you know, so why can't we just encompass? And I'm paraphrasing, mm-hmm. You know, why can't we encompass everything? Why can't we be a lady in the streets, freak in the bed? Or we can be that, you know, thought is so old, such an old word. But, you know, why can't we just be everything? The virgin and the Madonna, you know, kind of thing. And then be a whole, like the whole freak thing. Like, why can't we do that? Why do men always feel like, you know, black women in particular, like we can't do everything or be everything?
Well, I don't think it's just black women. I don't think that's what I mean.
Well, was the question. The question was about black women. So that's why she said that.
The reason why we're saying black women, because, you know, we're two black men and two black women. So we're kind of keeping it within that category. But if you open it up and you say all women or whatever, but we're kind of centering on black women because sometimes, you know, when you're fishing in a pond that you know more to tell people that's a good place to fish or what have you. So that's why we're keeping it towards black women. But as far as the shows go, and yeah, I mean, if you want to take some of the reality shows, yeah, the white reality shows are ratchet, but just seems like the black reality shows just taking it a little bit further. And, you know, for all the things that black women portray themselves to be, I think they're going towards that more edgier side of things.
But I mean, and this is somebody speaking that doesn't really watch reality TV. I'm gonna keep it real, but I've seen shows with white women on it too. They fight, they bang tables, they put people in uppercuts, they throw wine, they throw glasses, they'll do shit too. So why are they not included in that? I mean, and granted, the question was black women, blah 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 blah, but you know, from what you just said, they're included in that shit too, because they do the same kind of, and I don't even like the word ratchet because it's wretched for real, but I don't even like that word because it's like, why does it have to be that way when it's just like everybody's doing the same shit on reality TV because they're trying to get some screen time.
But the thing about it is white people seem to know how to watch trash, look at it as entertainment and going about their life. Whereas for some reason, I can watch Love and Hip Hop and I can tell you what people are going to be wearing starting next week. Mm-hmm. I can watch Love and Hip Hop and tell you the next catchphrase or the next slang. So it's like we watch that shit and that is our role models. This is where we strive to be.
Right. Look at
you know what I'm saying?
No.
I mean, put it this way. I'm gonna give you a perfect example. Okay, the style that looks like it's gonna be this year is the big floppy summer hats or whatever.
But no, that style was last year and right. The year before that.
But if you go on a vacation, who made that super popular?
Cookie from Empire. Cookie started it.
Right. I understand that. I didn't say who started. I said who made it. Popular.
If you go to a beach, that's what people wear, yeah. Floppy hats.
But so, you're not on a beach when you're walking down K Street.
Is it? What is it made out of? I mean, because some people, you I'm know what I'm saying? Because some people want to get the sun
that's,
off
that's
their
way
face.
Beyond the point that
no,
I'm making.
It's not. I mean, well,
we're
I don't know
looking, the point. I'm sorry. We're so many people look at, so many black people seem to look at reality TV, and I'm not just saying women, but where white people seem to watch it, get entertainment, and go on about their life, it seems like a lot of people, black people, watch, you know, black reality TV and mimic it almost.
Right.
As that's the way life is supposed to be.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Are we around? Okay, so I'm just thinking, like, are you around? So the majority of people that you are around, are they predominantly white or black? Because if you're around predominantly black people, you're going to see that. How do you know that if you don't immerse yourself in a white culture that they're not doing the same thing and emulating the things that they see on Jersey and all those other housewives?
Right. Because if you're on Instagram, everybody's doing random ratchet shit on
absolutely.
Instagram.
Absolutely.
White, black, Asian, everybody.
Right.
Hispanic, Latino, but, whatever you want to call it.
And I'm glad that I'm actually in an environment where I'm around both. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I actually dabble a little bit in both. And, again, a lot of what I see, and again, this is me making this personal about me, a lot of what I see is when something is brought up dealing with white reality TV, it is put in its little frame and it is used as a punchline, almost as if I would never do this, but yeah, you guys, you know, right. Blah, blah, blah. Whereas I have conversations where I'm like, really? Did you just literally study everything you heard last night and just regurgitate that shit? You know what I'm saying? But I want to kind of go back full circle to what Ms. Davis said about why can't black women be the total package?
Shit, I wish
I don't
were.
Think I don't think
we
that's
are.
Not the problem. I think being a total package is great. The problem is when too many people know too many parts of your package. You know what I'm saying? If you want to be a lady in the street and a freak in the bed, then Joe Blow, Mike, Rick, Bob, and John don't need to know about how good of a freak you are in the bed. That's where we have the problem of, you know, we definitely want you to be that freak, but be our freak. And not don't have already been everybody else's freak either.
Well, but I mean, I'm going to have to kind of go on this. But you want her to have practice.
Oh.
Because practice makes perfect.
And
she might not get to you. You know, and not had enough practice, because we know we play sports that sometimes if you practice well, you perform well. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if she's out with Bobby, Ricky, Ronnie, and Mike, and then she comes back to us, then, okay, I can accept that you had a little practice. So that's not a bad. That's not a bad thing.
I can dig it, but,
yeah, but, no
but
able to look at you
Bobby, too. Ricky, Ronnie, and Mike, and then I got to go see Dr. Schweitzenhauser because my shit ain't right. You know what I'm saying? Because
you're burning, so you got to cool it down.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's great to be experienced, but there are other means of gaining experience.
Right.
There's definitely a lot of videos. I mean, porn is streaming at an alarming rate right now, you know.
But my whole thing with her is, like, look, we're just kind of just putting it out there. And like I said, well, since we're black people or African-American for you young people,
Afro-American.
Can we go back with colored? I love colored. Oh, we have different colors here. Okay, let's go back to colored.
But no. Anyway,
why can't we be colored?
Sir, we will not go back there.
Don't start I mean, if you look, shit. If you look in this room, we are all different shades here.
Yeah, we are. But still.
You know, so I think we should go back to colored. But anyway, getting back to her. Her look.
Grandpa.
We're not picking on black women. We're just kind of using that because, you know, that's what we're used to. We're used to hunting black women, so that's what we're talking about. So.
All right.
Don't take it personal.
Okay.
Don't take it personal. All right. I don't think she was, though, but I think that was a great point that she brought up. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. All right. So, got a little audio situation here. So, let's see.
Hello, Big B. It's Rochelle, or as known as Lady Roe. Calling to say how much I enjoy the Dating Sucks show. Of course, you know I enjoy Eddie S., as always. The question posed on the last show, are black women still a viable option or a valuable option or a valuable commodity when it comes to dating? Of course we are. And why is there always a question about black women? I don't hear anybody questioning white women still valuable or Asian women still valuable. I don't see people on the internet making videos about any other race or nationality of women as being valuable. I need to stay off the internet because I had no idea that there were so many black men and other men hating on black women so much. I don't get it. We are queens. We ride hard for our men no matter what race they are. And if you think we aren't valuable, just talk to all the other races of men who love us and cherish us. And if you don't want a black woman, and if you don't like black women, or if you had a bad experience, don't shit on me because you want something else. Go with your something else and leave us alone. And we don't have to be bothered because we don't want you either. That's all I have to say. Oh, and Diego, he makes my blood pressure go up with every episode. And as a 49-year-old, according to him, I guess we need to just jump off a cliff. But that's okay. He speaks a lot of truth. And I'll keep listening. Talk to you later. Bye.
Yo, Lady Rowe brought it strong. So.
good to hear your voice, Lady Rowe.
It was good. But are we going to respond to that? Or?
Sure.
And I agree with her 100%. If black men are not into dating black women, then yeah, they should, you know, find other options.
I was gonna say, don't go too deep because, you know, I always have a question in my
right
stash.
Right. I think that reason why we go hard on y'all because y'all all think y'all queens. Because
we are.
And that's okay. All right then. You know, somebody had to row the boat.
There's the blood pressure.
There's the question. There it is. Well, someone had to row the boat.
So let's get into this show and ask the first question of the day, okay? Thank you for the feedback, ladies. Greatly appreciate it. Okay, so this one made me laugh because I was like, really? Really? So where can a 35-year-old new to the city, non-drinker, non-smoker, that doesn't really want to spend any money, find a date?
Oh, my.
Ooh, I got your answer right here.
Talk about it.
Can the church say amen?
No, not until you answer the question.
Well, I'm just saying, can the church say amen? I'm answering the question. The bottom line
is... You gotta have money to go to church.
No, you don't.
That offering plate's coming.
Oh, you can just pass it by. Just tap the plate. Just tap it and keep it moving. Tap it, move. Tap it.
Now, they make the money jump.
Unless you go to one of those other churches where they probably parade you around in front of everybody. Just get some old newspapers and toss in there. They don't know whether it's money or not. Okay. But anyway, if you want to find a place to go... They have this thing at church, you know, they have like singles night and stuff like that at a lot of churches.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I know, it is. I mean, you go get to meet nice, good Christian women.
Yeah.
Wink, wink. And you get to, you know, I think they serve punch and cookies and you get to talk to everybody. I mean, of course, you got to read the Bible a little bit. And, you know, you got to suffer through that. But for the most part, you get to meet a whole bevy of women who are looking for a single man. So it's almost like going to a safe bar. Yeah. You know, so it's kind of fun. You could do that. You know? What, church is not good?
Library.
Well, good answer. Wait a minute. But if he wants to meet black women, though.
It didn't say.
No, okay, if he wants to meet black women, ain't no black women in no library.
I'm going to smack the shit out of you.
That's like books and shit.
They got free internet.
I'm going to smack you.
That was not nice.
I'm going to smack you.
Okay, I meant niggers. No niggers in the library. How about that?
Okay. Still going to smack you. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, which one are y'all going to answer? Sonya?
I don't know. B? I'm trying to think.
I just answered.
Oh, that was literally like your answer for him?
You were serious. Library.
It is a library. Okay.
I'm still thinking. I mean, honestly, non-drinking. Actually, I have to agree with Diego. I think the church social thing was actually a good idea. Non-drinking, non-smoking. I mean, just good, clean, you know, singles night fun. That's not really a half bad idea, honestly.
Go to Bible study. That's fine.
I mean, they can kind of separate it. If you have singles night, then you have singles night. It's nothing.
But you can still go to Bible study too on Wednesday, and you still meet people. You're not paying anything. You're learning.
No,
the Bible.
But you can't really talk to anybody. You're actually reading the Bible. But they actually do have singles nights at church now.
But you still can do that too. I mean,
you can. You know, actually, was a really good idea. I'm surprised you came up with that.
I know, girl. You know, I have those moments.
I'm really kind of impressed at this point.
Yeah, he just actually knows where to go.
Yeah, I know.
Because he's been
because he says he's 35. He doesn't want to spend a lot of money.
Is it he or she? Mm-hmm. Is it a he or she?
Yeah, he's 35. He don't want to spend a lot of money.
I didn't say that, but I'm assuming because you don't want to spend no money. I'm assuming it's a dude.
Right. So yeah.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Well, let me say what I think. Okay. So I think, first of all, stop being so goddamn cheap.
Right.
And go to a happy hour. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can go to happy hour and get yourself like a, tonic or club soda and lime.
Right.
That's happy hour. It's cheap drinks it at is. Happy hour.
That's
you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
So you can go get yourself a club soda and lime.
$4, right?
And post up.
And it may not even, sometimes bartenders don't even charge you for club soda and lime. And if they do, it's no more than, like you said, $4. Go there, hang out, see who you can see. And if you do find a lady and you have a conversation, you'll have a conversation with her. And then if you're buying her a drink, it's a happy hour drink. If you're buying her some food, hold up. This is my joint. You're buying her some food. If you are, it's still cheaper and it's a happy hour price. Right. Or if you don't want to even spend nada, go to a grocery store, mm-hmm. go to a museum, go to some place like they have like art, you know, like art installations where you can find people. You don't have to pay any money. A lot of times when they have like a gallery, you can walk around, you get stuff for free, like you get a drink for free, you get cheese for free, mm-hmm. you know, you're meeting smart, intelligent people that like art or something that you're into. I mean, I don't know, well, let me take that back, I don't know what you're into, because it didn't really say
or where they're from,
but you know, it didn't say where you're originally from, but I know you're new to the city, as in like Washington DC.
Okay.
New to the city. So I mean, there are so many places and things you can do to meet people. And if you're gonna just be like, I don't want to spend no money, like I don't want to do nothing, I don't want to meet, okay, I mean, it may take a couple dollars for you to do it, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how much what your pockets look like. Go to a coffee shop. Hell, the Starbucks in the area just opened up where they actually serve wine now in some parts of the city. Go there after hours, and you know, people are gonna be in there. Go to Starbucks and meet people. Go to Adams Morgan, they have Trist. And they have, like, you can get coffee, sit down, pretend like you're working or reading a book or some shit, and see who comes in there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Walk down a block, you know, downtown. There are, from what I hear guys say, there are mad women that work downtown. Walk downtown, go get yourself a salad or a snack or something you're going to eat on your lunch break. Sit outside in the park. Damn, there's women probably all over the place walking around. Mm-hmm. So hopefully you have enough confidence in yourself and you can approach a lady. So, you know, go out there and do something like that.
Yeah.
You know?
And just kind of, you kind of keyed me on something that you said. One thing that's a very good idea about wherever you decide to go, go somewhere where it's something that you like doing, because you might find someone like-minded.
The gym.
You know what I'm saying? If you know.
Mad people meet people in the gym.
Right. Sure. So definitely, definitely keep that in mind. Don't go somewhere where, you know.
Don't go to the park.
Right. It ain't your spot.
You know what I'm saying? Don't go to Amsterdam. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're trying to meet people like that. And those are local clubs too, the DMV. So if you're not trying to meet people like that, you know, or whatever. But like I said, start at a happy hour. Make it easy.
And the summer concerts are coming up. A lot of those are free. So that's really a nice little spot. Yeah. Just roll up with your blanket, lay it down, and tell the girl to jump on.
Ooh.
Not jump. Jump on what?
Jump on the blanket.
Oh, okay.
Glad we cleared that up.
Okay. Me too. This is Diego. Okay, great. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with the next question.
But my darling, I got to go. Nevertheless, I say, you got me waiting.
Sitting in the park, waiting for you.
Yes, I'm sitting on the bench with my back against the fence.
Johnny and Juliana.
Dollar sign. Nigga, do girl, you ain't worried about it. We been still fucking right. I got a bitch too. You ain't worried about it. Oh, we ain't worried about it. Yeah, 'cause we gon' fuck when I see it. All we do is fuck.
All right, well, hey, heard the song? You know what it means? We're back from break. So we're going to go ahead and get into the next question. And let's see what's up. Oh, okay. You normally sleep naked. You are newly dating someone. And after a long night out, you guys just happen to sleep in the same bed together. Nothing's going to happen. Would you put on some clothes or continue to do you?
Queen.
Okay.
We used to have a saying.
Oh, boy. What?
Know your audience.
True.
And I think that's what it comes down to. If you're not sure of the person that you're sleeping with, put clothes on. If you know that you're dealing with someone that can handle that situation, then, of course, be comfortable. But I would, again, err on the side of caution and put clothes on. Because, you know, it could be something totally harmless where you could be sleeping and you roll over, he roll over, blah, blah, blah. And the next thing you know, Johnson resting in between your butt cheeks, and then, you know, things get to sparking when it wasn't the intention. You know what I'm saying?
Nothing's going to happen.
Right, that's what I'm saying. But it could just be, you know, especially if you are with someone that is, you know, a very affectionate type person. You know, you roll over and you feel the warmth and the soft skin or whatever. You know. A lot of times, force of habit, you'll just kind of throw your arm around, and you know what I'm saying? And that right there, I mean, you're still human. You know what I'm saying? You throw that arm around, and damn, your neck, okay, now my hand resting on your titty, you know.
Not both of y'all naked.
I might just have my boxers on. You think think the boxers holding me down?
No.
You gonna be like, you know, B, can you stop playing? Get your elbow out my back. I'm like, nigga, I'm not playing, and that's not my elbow.
That was a baby arm.
I was like, okay. One of y'all.
Okay. Wait, Queen. Can you read this? Can you read the question again, real quick?
Okay.
Okay.
You normally sleep naked.
Okay.
You are newly dating someone, and after a long night, you guys just happen to sleep in the same bed together. Mm-hmm. Nothing's gonna happen. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I guess that's the agreement, you know, or that's what the plan was, or whatever.
Okay.
Would you put on some clothes or continue to do you?
Okay, so if it's a long night and we've been out a long night and we're newly dating, is there drinking involved? Or like, are we just passed out?
I don't know. And it just says after a long night. I don't know.
You know, so you're giving it up. So, yeah.
You know
what? Are we drinking or anything?
Well, because sometimes if you're drinking and you're tired, you're just going to kind of like fall across the bed, you know, with the clothes on or whatever. But if you are like, if you have your whole faculties about you and... That's a conversation, actually. That's a conversation. But I'm just going to say, I don't know if you, I mean, if the chem, I'm okay, this is going to be honest. If the chemistry is there and you're feeling that sexual tension throughout the whole evening, and you know, and he knows that something's going to basically going to go down, because you know, you can kind of feel that. I'm going to continue to sleep naked. But if there's no chemistry and we just happen to, first of all, let's just go back, rewind. If there's no chemistry, I'm not even going back to your house.
Well, obviously it's chemistry because she just said.
Right, okay, so it's chemistry.
I just said it was after a long night. Yeah. I mean, so clearly y'all had fun. It was good times.
You were drinking.
Yeah.
I didn't say y'all were drinking.
Well, I'm
that's
just
not what
she's
they
drinking.
Said.
She's
oh, okay.
Drinking.
You are, okay, okay you know her.
I'm drinking.
Okay. I've been drinking.
And next thing, your breasts are on his back.
Yeah.
I don't know how
you
got there.
Yeah, they on there. Yeah, I mean, honestly, I mean, yeah, I'm going to sleep naked.
Yeah, well,
okay.
I look at it like this. Are we talking about a home or away game?
Okay. What does that mean?
Because if it's an away game, and I'm going to tell you a story about that one, but if it's a home game, I sleep naked. Now, anyone who enters my bed must sleep naked.
Okay.
And I must say this, and I don't want to do it.
Oh, God.
I don't want to. But the powers that's invested in me.
By the state of Prince George's County.
Yeah, about my inner strength. The man in me is going to want the woman in you.
Okay.
So I'm just going to put it out there. If you sleep naked and you stand in my bed after a long night, because some people are like 7-Eleven, they never sleep, I'm going to have it.
Hold on, Diego. So you're trying to tell me you have never, ever, ever slept in the bed with a woman
In my bed.
And y'all ain't do it.
In my bed.
I didn't say whose bed
was. I'm just saying. That's what I'm saying. Home or away. I'm saying home or away.
Okay, so home, you're saying we going to do it.
We going to fuck. Because in my bed, it's a prerequisite.
Yeah, I think you said it was like a...
Yeah, you must fuck.
Okay. So let's say, it's a away game.
So if it's a away game, I'm still going to sleep naked because I ain't bringing no pajamas. And sometimes I don't wear drawers if I'm wearing jeans. But so,
that
I'm still
like it hurt.
No, it's soft cotton.
You couldn't anyway, because so, they'll be like capris on you. But anyway,
I might want some jorts.
Just saying,
his ankles look nice.
You said but, jorts,
but no. But if it's an away game and if I'm feeling her, it really doesn't matter because if she's telling me that I'm feeling each other and we are tired. And I'm in her bed. She said, ain't nothing going to happen. Because we know that's some bullshit. Because the bottom line is going to happen. Mm-hmm. You know. But, I mean, it could happen. But, I mean, I remember this time I was in, a little quick story here. I was in, and this was an away game, far away game. Mm-hmm. I was in Las Vegas. So I met this girl. And I gave her my number. And I said, hey, if you're in the hotel, come and stop by and see me later. So she came by to my room. She was dead tired. So I rubbed her feet because, you know, she was walking a lot and everything like that. And she said, hey, my room is on the other side of this. We was at the Caesars. And I said, well, you know, you could stay here tonight. And she looked at me and said, I can't do that because I don't know you. And, you know, I just met you and everything like that. And I said, look, I'm going to tell you something. Generally, I don't do this shit. But as a favor to you, you could stay with me tonight. And I promise you, I will not try to fuck you tonight. Mm. And she said, are you serious? And I said, I give you my word because my word is all I got.
My word is my bond.
Right. So it's like she said, okay. Son. So she, you know, got in bed. We both were naked and everything like that. But before she went to sleep, I tapped her on the shoulder. Now tomorrow, I'm going to fuck you. So the next day got up and she went and took a shower and everything like that. And I had to keep a man of my word. And I got in the shower and I had to help her with her loofing and sponge and all that sort of stuff.
Loofing
and. Yeah. So I had, but I kept my word though. So yeah, it's possible it could happen. But chances are, you're going to give it up anyway. Because why would you go to bed?
Right.
Ain't nobody that tired after you come home.
Mm-mm. Or maybe, like, y'all had a fun night and you were drinky and she was drinky, or she was drinky and couldn't, like, drive home. I mean, that happens, too.
Well, I mean that's good if she can't drive home, because that means that she's going to be open for the count.
Ugh, that sounds rapey.
Well, I mean, you anyway. Know, no, but I mean, good head, drunky head, drinky head. I mean, how's that rapey, though? It's not like you're forcing yourself on it. You're laughing, you're joking. Let me, you know.
You're playing naked.
Yeah, you're playing naked. So yeah. Sometimes it's like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so can I throw a bit of a curveball?
What?
Okay.
I would like to know from the women, mm-hmm. is it okay for us to put that out there first and foremost? That, hey, look, ain't nothing happening tonight.
That's fine.
And y'all not talking about, oh, that motherfucker must be gay or blah, 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 blah. And I mean, you're shaking your head quick.
No.
But what I'm saying is.
Actually, I have almost another similar question like that.
Okay, well, we won't
go into
it. I mean,
so don't go into too much, you know, conversation on it.
Just food for thought. Because I'm going to beg to differ on your response. I'm just saying.
So if we come back from a long night and we lay down and you say, look, ain't nothing happening tonight. I'm going to get mad.
I'm just saying.
No,
I've heard of it happening.
Well,
we get in the bed, you know, whether one's naked or the other's naked or whatever, turn bed, I turn my back to you night.
Yeah.
And blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, it's like questions the next day, like, dang, what's wrong with Slim? He ain't even try for the pussy, da, 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 da.
No, I mean, you said it. You made it clear. You're like, ain't nothing happening tonight. Now, you could have a situation or you could be in a situation and you don't want to. I mean, there's a lot of different things. But just like a man has to respect a woman when she says, hey, homeboy, ain't nothing happening tonight. I just want to crash here. I'm tired. It's the same way that she has to respect you when you say ain't nothing happening.
So I want you to put yourself 100% into the real world.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to say that happened. Mm-hmm. You went to work or what have you the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And your girlfriend's like, oh, how was the day last night? Oh, no, we went, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Then we went home, we went to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Your girls ain't going to be like, that nigga ain't trying nothing. There's going to be no questions about nothing.
No, because I don't put my shit out there like that.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying
it all depends
you personally, but I'm just saying,
right? It all depends
putting yourself
on the
in reality
and the friends that are talking. Some friends or some girls talk different ways with different friends. Like, you know, like the same way I would tell my good good girlfriend about the intimate details, I wouldn't tell just my acquaintance.
Okay,
you know what
okay,
I mean?
I dig it. You
so
in
good
your
good
world. Let's just put it in a broad spectrum of things that whoever you do tell this to, you went, you was like, oh my God, girl, it was a great night. We went out, we partied, he's so this, everything, blah, blah, blah. And you know, we got home or whatever, and oh my, I ain't even gonna lie, girl, he took his clothes off. Motherfucker shit hit the floor, blah, 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 whatever.
Right.
You know,
but we ain't
doing
nothing.
And yeah, you know, we just laid in the bed. And I just, oh my God, just watched the sun rise just as it just shined on his body and da, 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 da.
Right.
Your girls ain't going to question nothing.
They're going to be like, oh, that's nice. But they're also going to want to know, are you going back? You going back over there? Because, you know what I mean? Are you, y'all going to do something? I mean, that's what they would probably ask.
I mean, that bullshit.
I would just, I don't know. Like, I mean, if I wasn't feeling someone, honestly, I mean, if I wasn't feeling someone and we spent the night out and everything like that, and I really wasn't feeling her, and I know I wasn't trying to hit it because for whatever reason we wasn't feeling it, I think I would stop at 7-Eleven first and get her a big cup of coffee so she can go. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, you got to go.
Oh, so,
yeah,
so she can leave?
So she can, like, she can keep awake on a drive home because she couldn't stay with me. Because if I'm not feeling you,
I mean, it's
you're not going to stay with me.
Right.
You know?
Right.
That's not going to happen.
Exactly.
So.
And that just helps everybody's feelings.
Yeah, unless you're drinking like you, and then it's like, you know, everything is happening.
Oh, my.
You know what?
Sonia, drinky.
Oh, my. Okay. You know what? You talking shit just because you aren't drinking today.
I know. I know.
Yeah. So you're like.
But if I'm not feeling the person, and if I'm out, and just for me, if I'm out that late with someone past 10 o'clock, and.
Damn, Grandpa!
You past 10 o'clock, you said past 10.
And we staying out that late, then you know, I, like I said, if I'm not feeling you, I'm sending you home with a cup of coffee. So,
okay,
so. Wow.
Well, I mean, I guess for me, if I normally was the person to sleep naked and I went over somebody's house, I'd be like, hey, can I get a T-shirt? Mm-hmm. You know, do you have something I can sleep in, or? If it was like weird for everybody, maybe I would sleep on the couch, or hopefully he would offer me his bed.
Right.
I mean, because I have gone out of town, and actually, and Diego remembers this story years, years, years ago in Portland. I mean, it wasn't any sleeping naked kind of thing, but it was just like Diego was on the couch, and then like me and the dude were in the bed, and nothing happened, and I'm like, I really like this guy. Nothing happened. And so the next day, Diego was like, hey, so I was like, yo, nothing happened. And he was like, wait, what? And I'm like, no, nothing happened. And he was like, do you think he's gay? I'm like, no, I guess he wasn't feeling me because I think he likes somebody else. And he was like, okay, but nothing happened. I was like, nah, nothing happened but sleep. So a man and a woman can sleep in a bed. And nothing happened.
Yes,
so clearly he wasn't interested in me. And sometimes you have those nights where mm-hmm. it is literally just sleep, you know. And like I said, you could ask for, you know, if you're a woman and you're normally used to sleeping in nude, you can be like, hey, can I get a T-shirt? Or, you know, like some people do, just, you know, somebody's inside the covers, mm-hmm. somebody's sleeping on the outside of the covers. Oh. You know what I'm saying? And that happens too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can do it that way. So I guess it depends on what happens for you. But, you know, hey, I'm just going to guess if two people sleep naked, somebody's going to back up on somebody. And it's just going to be weird at some point. And
you feel that baby arm, girl.
You know, I'm just saying it's just going to be weird. You're like, oh, hey, wait, what? You know, and doesn't matter who does what. But anyway.
Yeah.
So. Anywho, we're going to go to a really quick break, and Diego is going to come back and ask a question.
I have been touched against my wishes, though.
Have you now? Do we need to talk about this? You want to lay on the couch?
Ooh, yeah. yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Got a girl named Mika in Chicago. Another one named Patrice in Toronto. Little mama named Nana up in Utah. Got a girl named Maria down in New York. I told her, give me something good, I might come back. I snap my fingers, they be on me just like that. They know the way that I'm living ain't right. You just another girl and this is just another night. Yeah, horses in the stable. Horses in the stable. Yeah, that I can ride. Oh, anytime. Yeah, horses in the stable. Horses in a stable, yeah, that I can ride. Oh, anytime, yeah, yeah. Little baby named Pam, goddamn.
All right, all right. I like that. Horses in the stable. Give me that baby arm. All right.
Okay.
Ladies, ladies, ladies. All right, now we about to get serious here, because this is a question that's very dear to my heart.
Okay.
Keeping hope alive. Okay? Should black women stop holding out for their black prince? Let's open it up.
Cricket, cricket.
I know.
Cricket.
Come on, black women.
Speak. Come on.
Oh,
Ms.
my
Sonya.
Goodness.
Because I already know where I'm going.
Yeah. Should black women
stop holding out for their black prince?
Well, you know, I have a lot of different thoughts about this. If you probably would have asked me this question maybe like 2 years ago, I would have said yes. However, I think that women, black women, should open up their options to all different types of men, not only black men. I think we need to start dating other types of men, like, you know, other types of men. And just see where it goes, because your prince doesn't necessarily have to be black. He could be Asian. He could be white. He could be Puerto Rican. He could be Spanish, anyway, Mexican, whatever. But I just think that we need to just start broadening our horizons and seeing what else is out there.
I like to call that an equal opportunity dater.
Yes.
Yes, because at this point in my life. Well, actually, let me take that back. That's actually who I've always been, okay. And I will continue to be. I mean, now, keep it real. I don't have any men of other races approaching me, but Queen is a equal opportunity dater. If a white dude approaches me, if a Asian guy comes up and is like, hey, ma, if a... you know, Latino dude, whatever. Yeah, my options are open. And I know there are women out there, because I have friends. I have a really good friend who's like, no, I'm going to wait for a black man, blah, blah, blah. Boo, you 50. Something. Mm-hmm. You know, so maybe you need to actually open up your dating pool. Mm-hmm. And if you do, maybe if you know, well, I know she wants to find a relationship and eventually be with somebody, not necessarily even get married, but she wants to be with somebody. Mm-hmm. If you stop being stubborn and open up your dating pool, and it's not just black men, and I love a black man, for the record. I love a black man. And I would love to be with a black man, but right now doesn't seem like it's an option for me or her, honestly. So be open to other races and other men that are maybe attracted to you, and you know, see what's up and just date and see what you like. Now, if you go out and you date and you're like, nah, nothing compares to a black man, this is what I want, and you want to wait for one, that's cool. But I know me, I'm looking for, you know, hey, I'm looking, and right now I'm looking for, oh, BT Dubs, if there's any listeners that is a white guy and he has tattoos, I'm looking for you, baby. In deepshow@yahoo.com. Hit me up.
Don't hit her up there.
Well, okay. You can hit me up there. You can transfer the email to me. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Oh, did I delete?
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. That's what I'm looking for right now. And it might be like a, you know, like a little Latino dude, you know. And I'm saying little because a lot of Latino dudes in our area are little.
Oh, maybe.
In our area. Okay. They're the short.
One's in New York or not.
Okay, maybe I need to move.
Yeah.
But right now, I'm saying in the DMV, they are un petito.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And that doesn't necessarily mean that's a bad thing. You know what I'm saying? But I just want women, and we're speaking specifically about black women, I want you to open yourself up to dating other races, because sometimes it's like, you know, shit, if they're dating other races, black men are. They're dating other races. Why can't you? Why can't you find something else or somebody else that is attracted to you and thinks you're, you know, worthy and sexy? And, you know, maybe you might go over to their house and they're sleeping naked and you might be sleeping naked and something might happen. You know what I'm saying? You just Absolutely. Never know what is going to happen. Just open yourself up to the possibility. And I try to tell my friends that be open. If you meet somebody, don't turn them down just because they're somebody of a different race.
Yes.
I'm going to hold the question to its wording. And I'm going to say, how about just stop waiting? You know, so many people think I'm just going to sit here and fucking eat bonbons on the couch and my prince is going to just magically appear. You know, sometimes you might have to kiss a frog and turn him into a prince. Sure. Sometimes you might have to take something that might look dusty and dirty and rub the dirt off it and expose its hidden worth and hidden gems. And, you know, it's not always going to happen with you just sitting around waiting and waiting and waiting and you're not to sound blasphemous or anything, but, oh, God got me and this and that and blah, blah, blah. You know, sometimes you actually have to do your fair share. God got you but so much. And sometimes you got to put in your work as well to achieve your goal. And it's not always going to come to you wrapped up in a pretty little bow. And when you see him and he smiles, you're going to see a twinkle off his teeth. And he's going to have that game show voice, game show host voice. And then everything is just going to be, you know, rose-colored glasses. Sometimes you got to put that fucking work in. And guess what? A lot of times, let's just be real with it, you're not going to actually see your finished product till a couple years down the road. Sometimes you're going to just catch your man doing something and you're going to realize, wow, look where this person that I started with, look where he has become. Look what he has grown to or matured to. Look what we have built together. So, yeah, get off your ass and stop waiting. I mean, I understand the question took the turn to interracial dating and all that, and that's fine. But, yeah, you know, sometimes you have to knight your prince. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes he may not know he's royalty. You have to let him know he's royalty and let him become your prince.
Okay. Mm. Well, my take on this, and I'm glad B kind of brought it back to the question at hand, and I mean, I believe in both.
What do you mean the question at hand? It says should they stop holding out for a black prince? What do you mean the question at hand?
Well, I mean, no, but like he said, he just turned it into a different way.
He said by the letter of the question,
black prince could be, you could be this woman, and her ideal of a black prince is somebody 6'4" who's doing this, this, and this, and she's still holding out for that. And not really getting what she wants. She might be meeting a 5'8" guy, and she's like, no, I'm only dealing with guys who are 6'4", but nobody 6'4" is knocking at your door. So that's what I'm saying with B. That's the way he was looking at it. Maybe sometime you have to realize that maybe your prince is already there, but you're overlooking it. But I'm getting back to the ladies. And
so
y'all,
you should
and,
settle.
But no, okay. I'm not saying you should settle, because I did not say settle.
Okay.
No, because here's a realistic thing, okay? And being totally honest, we all settle to a certain point.
Absolutely.
Okay, we all do that. So, all that BS about that, we all settle. I mean...
But I guess it all depends on what we're willing to settle.
And that's what I'm saying. It all depends on when it all comes down to, you get to a certain age, you might start at a certain age and say, you know, some like me, I might want a Kim Kardashian type chick. And but when it all comes down to it, and I said, well, you know, I'm not really running into Kim Kardashian type chicks. So maybe I need to kind of focus my thoughts on something else, just like women.
That's what we just said.
No, when I'm saying Kim Kardashian, I'm talking about looks and stuff like that. That
well, Kim want. Kardashian is a white looking
I'm
woman.
I'm just using her. Okay.
No, well, you somebody that's okay. Black. Cardi, oh, Sierra, well, Sierra. Well, it's Cardi B. And she B. like, she's Latina.
Yeah, well, she's close. Black? She's close. Okay. I might be black looking for Latina. A Cardi B chick who can shake their ass and twerk like that. And I'm not getting those women. I'm getting those women with no asses and can't twerk. So I'm saying, well, that's what I'm seeing in the beginning. So maybe I need to kind of adjust what I'm looking for. I'm not saying any of you guys are wrong either. I think. But
I know I'm not wrong.
No, I've always said this. Okay. And you know, I've always said that. I always say that black women need to keep their options open. Stop thinking that black prince or whatever is going to walk through the door. Whoever loves you, whoever's right. going to treat you the best, whether he's black,
right,
white, Hispanic. I mean, Asian. if you're a big butt black woman, you might not want an Asian guy because you know he ain't that deep to go.
You don't know. How many Asian dicks have you seen? You're just stereotyping.
Right. Oh, I mean, I've seen a couple of them. I mean, in the urinal.
You can't see them because every time they come out, that little blurry thing goes over.
That's a myth. And they pee on their hand.
Look, mom says it's a myth. So go ahead.
I'm saying if you watch Asian porn, you know every time.
But what I'm saying is the fact.
You know, that's different.
It was a joke.
I've always said that the bottom line that black women should always open up their horizon to meeting and open their look for other guys because maybe that black guy's not into you. Maybe he's looking for something else. When that white boy might say, girl, you do it for me. And a lot of black women hold on. No, I want to stick with my black brother. Sometimes your black brother ain't looking for you, though. So I say keep it open. But getting back to what B said also, if that black brother who's maybe, let's say he's not 6'4", but he's 6 feet, then maybe so I say, yeah, I can kind of get with the 6 feet because that works for me. You're not ideally what I want. But, you know, like I said, we all settle. I mean, that's just the way life is. And as you get older, we all settle.
But yeah. is it, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, no, it's fine. No, I was going to say really quickly, but just like things like height and the way your hair lays and stuff, that's superficial. What about the person's heart? Like, are you looking at
heart? Get the hell out of here. You went a left turn with that bullshit.
I'm just saying. I mean, if the person is treating you nicely, does it really matter if he's 6'4", or 6 feet, or 6'1", or, you know what I mean? I mean,
no, just, no, you're right. I mean, long as he treats you well.
Right. That's what I'm saying. The heart stuff,
but you know, I think the use of the word settling is wrong to begin with, because just because you grow with someone, just because to be honest with you, if you're getting into any relationship at all, or you're dealing with any person at all, even if it's just a fuck thing, you still have to compromise. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, if you want to break it down, compromising is a form of adjusting, i.e. a form of settling. You know what I'm saying? So, I think the use of the word settle in this situation is sort of, it just kind of puts a negative light on it, where it's not that you're settling, it's you're learning, you're growing, you're adjusting, you're realizing things for what they are. Because everything is, like I said, everything is not going to be, you know, dude knocking on your door with a glass slipper ready to put it on your foot. Sometimes it's going to be bumps in the road, and it's going to be real shit going down. There's going to be shit that's where you're going to tell this motherfucker, yo, get the fuck out my house, stop calling me. And then you realize, you know what, that was a petty ass argument. Look, let's calm down, let's talk, and blah, blah, blah. This shit is crazy. I mean, to think that we're living in this plastic bubble ass world where there is this perfect relationship in which you're not going to have disagreements. Everything's going to be right. His dick size is going to be right. His strokes going to be right. His money's going to be right. His job's going to be right. His hair is going to be straight and wavy, so you can have nice straight wavy baby hair, babies and shit. It's just, it's not. It doesn't happen like that. And we living in this world that we think the shit's going to happen. You got to work for this shit. You know what I'm saying? Your relationship is next to your 9-to-5, if not in front of it. You working on this shit every single day.
There's some deal breakers, B.
I understand deal breakers. There's shit that you're just not going to take.
Right.
But my thing is, if you're putting, like Diego said, you know, oh, he got to be 6'5", and this 6'3 brother that's everything that you could ever want in this world is in front of you, and you want to put blinders on and not recognize them, well then, God damn it, be lonely. Yeah. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I totally get it.
I mean, that to me, that's not settling. Mm-hmm. That's realizing. That's opening your eyes and realizing what the fuck is in front of you. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. Should I bring out the statistics about actually getting...
Oh, goodness.
I shouldn't bring that up. That's too soon?
Okay.
I don't want to put a damper on it.
No, it's too soon.
Okay. It's like basically what B is saying is, you know, make an adjustment on the fly.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 You know, without totally caving.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe the answer is no, but have none of us been in a situation where we've been like in a relationship or close to a relationship or whatever with someone where whether you tell them straight out or in the back of your mind, you're like, God damn, I never actually thought I would fuck with something like this.
Yeah.
But here it is. Mm-hmm. Two of the longest relationships I've ever had in life. When you know, someone introduced me to them, my first words to them was, "Nigga, there was no way in fucking hell I would date her."
Mm. Wow.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I was adamant about it. She's not this, she's not that, blah 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 blah. Dated them for motherfucking over 5 years.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
She had a good wet.
It wasn't even about that.
Oh, okay.
They were just fucking awesome people. Once I got to know them, mm-hmm. once I got past my own foolishness. Mm-hmm. And said, let me get a chance to meet this person mm-hmm. and see what they're about. I was like, damn, these are fucking awesome ass people. Mm-hmm. And I ain't gonna lie, I had to laugh at myself to say, at one point I'm sitting there actually saying to myself, I would never get with this chick. Mm-hmm. And this is probably one of the best things that ever happened in my life. Mm-hmm. And it's happened twice.
Wow. Kind of remember you had a girl with no teeth. I ain't never thought I would be with her.
I'm sorry.
It just happened.
I feel like that is untruth. Untrue. An untrue story. But whatever.
I don't expect it.
Moments right. with Diego.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like lies. Anyway, so again, the way the question was asked, it was kind of like, should you wait? You know, if you have a list and you're getting older, are you guys saying you should just be like, well, from what it sounds like, you're like, you should cut it down as you, you know, move on. And I mean, maybe somebody that's 6'3", 5'8", you know, and they're cool. Maybe you should, you know, consider the 5'8" dude. But I mean, but it was more like, should you wait for your black prince? And again, my answer is no. You know what I'm saying? You should be open to other people mm-hmm. and other races and nationalities, ethnicities, or whatever. You know, just to see what's up. You know, don't cut yourself off. But anyway, all right. So because we have time.
Yay, bonus.
Let's go with a bonus question. So let's see. What constitutes a good man or woman?
Ooh.
And do we know it when we see it? For example, I hear this a lot because I have a lot of guy friends, like a lot of guy best friends. For example, many men say good women don't exist. And I think, how the fuck is this even possible?
Mm-hmm. It's true.
What constitutes a good man or a woman? And do we know it when we see it?
Wow.
I'm gonna let the gentleman answer this question first.
Okay.
You want to take that, B?
He's like, no.
Not really. I wasn't ready.
No.
But
okay.
I mean.
Go ahead.
I mean, I can go ahead and take actually. It. First of all, let me say this. This is going to sound really strange coming out of my mouth. But anyway, I'm going to put it out there.
Probably not.
Honestly, it's easy to find a good woman. I mean, no bullshit. It really is easy to find a good woman. Because, honestly, women, for the most part, really don't ask for a whole lot. They really don't. So it's really easy. If you find a woman and you give her the basics, what she's looking for, and a lot of times women will tell you what they're looking for, and that's another story, but it's easy to find a good woman. Now, finding a good man, I'm going to be honest, it's hard. Mm. It is hard to find a decent dude out there, okay? Because there's so many guys out there who's trying to be more than what they are, okay? So they're not going to bring the truth to you, and a lot of times women, y'all not really looking for the truth. You know, because you guys too busy getting, you know, getting light shined in your eye and going, oh yeah, he's perfect, and when he's really not perfect. So what I'm saying is, yeah, it's a lot of good women out there. I mean, very few bad women. There are some bad ones out there, and we love y'all because we need y'all.
But what constitutes a good man or woman when we see, and do we know it when we see it?
Well, I think it's an individual.
Because
it's an individual thing. What I like in a good woman could be totally what different will be what looking for, and exactly. Vice versa. But what I'm saying is, what makes a good woman is someone who's able to adjust on the fly. Same conversation we had before, prior to this question, is you might be used to this, but are you open for something new, a new experience that's going to show you what you've been waiting for wasn't really necessarily what you need? It's mm-hmm. like right now I'm bringing you what you need, and whatever you need is what I need, and we're putting it together. So, yeah, I mean, I think like the question is, it all depends on what every individual is looking for. What floats your boat?
I would say that a majority of us don't know it when we see it. Again, just like the example that I just gave, two incredibly awesome women that when I first saw them, I shot them down. It turned out to be the greatest things ever. You know what I'm saying? I think that could be a good thing or a bad thing. I think a lot of us have a preconceived notion of what the perfect situation is in our minds. So when, it's so funny, when we see what we think is the perfect situation, we find out is God awful. And then, of course, we blow off something that we deem as not the perfect situation, you know, so often. So... yeah, I mean, just, and I hate to make the answer to the question so short, but no, I just think a majority of us don't know a good thing when we see it.
So wait, so you're saying like there are good women out there, but you don't, maybe not, you don't recognize it at the time, you know, right? Okay.
And you know, there's situations of men and women where, you know, they might have, you know, what's the old saying? Once a good girl's gone bad, she'll never be good again or whatever. Yeah, I don't believe that bullshit. I mean, sometimes I think a bad girl just needs the right reason to change and adjust. Yeah. And just like same thing with a man.
And let me just say this, I mean, you know, a lot of times, you know, you hear a lot of guys, because I hear a lot of guys out there, oh, ain't no good women out here, all the, and really, sometimes when they say that, and I look at them and say, well, maybe you're fucked up, because a lot of people don't know well, that maybe you're fucked up, okay? So before you put on there that there's no good women out there, step back, look at yourself, and say, well, you know something? Maybe I'm fucked up, you know? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's the way it is. What do you think, Sonia?
Well, you know what? I think that I honestly think there are a lot of good men out there. And I think that some women don't stop to actually wait to see if the men are good. Like a lot of women just have a couple of things that they base things on. Okay, is the dick size, you know, big enough? You know, is he, you know, is it power behind the stroke? I mean, it's certain things that they're looking for that they just magnify as being, you know, the end all be all to this man. But whereas he has a lot of components to him, so it all depends on what your needs are, where you are in your life. You know, the 20-year-olds are looking for something different than the 40-year-olds, than the 50-year-olds. So I think there are a lot of good men. I think there are a lot of good women, but do we see it? Sometimes we do, but sometimes that's not what we want at the time. Sometimes we just want a good fucking, and if he's not fucking, then we gonna move on. But he could be a very good guy, like a good guy, you know, take care of you, pay your bills and everything, but he ain't doing it in the bedroom, so you just don't want him. Okay,
you know, I know this is sort of like, I guess it's sort of the same, but it kind of takes it a little bit back. You know, one thing I used to do, especially like during high school, remember when we used to, and all of us have dealt with it, where there was that one girl or that one guy that was, oh, like, she the freak of the school or whatever. I would always be the one that, like, you know, I'd be with the guys, whatever, and they'd be like, oh, they go, oh, freaky so-and-so, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I would always drop back and just kind of let the guys walk on. I'm like, I got to get some on my locker, blah, 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 blah. And I used to always have this one saying, and I would always go to that person. I'd be like, yo, what's your story? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I found so many times that letting someone tell their story in their words, mm-hmm. you know, you can see where they were misunderstood or what have you or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And again, it's just like, I guess, like kind of going back to the last question, you know, you found a lot of diamonds in the rough mm-hmm. by just, you know, getting out of the wolf pack and the rhetoric and just getting one-on-one with that person and being like, yo, I mean, what's going on with you? What's really the deal with you?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so many times in situations like that, I found that they were so appreciative that someone took a second to hear them out as opposed to just judge them mm-hmm. by something, you know, whatever. You know, it could have been a situation just as simple as she was really digging this one person, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So she gave in to that person or whatever, and they was just in it for a fucking and dumped them. Mm-hmm. And maybe she foolishly put her heart in places for guys that really thought, you know, it could have been a myriad of reasons.
Right.
But, you know, like I said, kind of, I guess, harkens back to the last question where, you know, sometimes you just got to give a person an opportunity, give a person a chance to say what their story is, you know, and then judge it from that point.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? As opposed to just going along with the in crowd and what they're saying.
Right. So just get to know the whole person.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I think what constitutes a good man or a woman, it depends on what you want. Mm-hmm. You know, what is your quote unquote list, as we talked about on the last question? What's your list? What are you looking for when you're out there and you're dating? Like, are you like, okay, this guy has to be, you know, he has to open the door for me. He has to pull out my chair. You know, he has to do all these things for me. You know, I think that might be what you want, but you know, so that might constitute a good man or a man for you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But maybe like Diego said, like you need somebody, or you said, be, you know, you need somebody to lay it down. And, you know, so that's a good man for you, you know?
Woman.
Well, I'm sorry. I guess because I said it. So, you know what I mean? Right. You know. Yeah. I know what I mean. So I think it's like, it's up to your individual list, so you know it when you see it. So if you have a list and you're going to be like, check, he hit this, he opened the car door for me, check, he pulled out my chair for me, check, he paid for the tab, you know, check, even though I reached for it, you know, for the, especially specifically, you know, speaking for a first date, he paid for the check, click, you know, and he did this, click, you know, so you'll know what is a good man or a good woman for you. Because, you know, a good woman is going to do, you know, whatever y'all talked about, because I can only, you know, speak for man. But, you know, whatever y'all talked about for a woman is what's going to be great for you. And I think, you know, you have a list of what you like and what you don't like. And, you know, for the part where it was like for men, do they know a good woman? I just feel like, you know, I don't know. I guess because I know a lot of women and I have a lot of guy friends. I'm like, how are people saying there are no good women out here? Like, how are y'all saying there are no good women? Like, I just find that so hard to believe that it's not possible. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you might be running into people that want X, Y, and Z, but there's so many women, especially in the DMV, there are like a lot of, the ratio for women to men is like crazy. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Even like back in the day, me being on the higher campus, it was like, God damn it. It was like the men to the women, like they were lucky. You know what I'm saying? And it was like, and I even remember then they were like, oh, I can't find a good woman. Really? Are you looking? Are you ready? Are you ready to find a good woman? And a lot of them weren't ready to find a good woman, because I find it hard to believe for the ratio, because I think at the time it was like 8 to 1. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to tell me out of all these women on this campus, you can't find one quote unquote good woman? You full of shit. You're not ready to find a good woman. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. You're not ready to be with anybody. And I'll take it down to women to men. It's like you're not ready to find somebody you want to be with. Like, seriously. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because if you were, you could find somebody. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I don't mean settle, because nobody wants to settle for some shit and next thing you know, you're divorced. Or next thing you know, you're in a relationship and you're unhappy and you're looking to cheat. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm just meaning in the sense of you can find somebody, you know, if that's what you really want, a good man or a good woman, because they out here. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like they're out here, because I know some good, like I have a lot of guy friends. And there's some good dudes. Mm-hmm. There's some good dudes. Now, again, relationship dude and friend dude, two different people.
Right.
You know, my girlfriends that are friends and they're in a relationship, two different people. But for the people I actually know and I know very well and I've seen them in relationships and I've watched them, maybe just with the wrong person. Mm.
there was a saying. A while back, especially in the whole music scene, is you don't hear bass, you feel it. Mm-hmm. And I think that kind of pertains to this situation where a lot of times you're not going to see the right person with your eyes. A lot of times it's going to be something that you feel, mm-hmm. and it's going to take place over time. And what you feel is going to make you realize, damn, this was the right person. Who'd have thought it? You know what I'm saying? This is, you know, she definitely, you know, I always thought I wanted this chick with long hair down to her back and light skin and this and that. But damn, here I am with this beautiful dark skinned sister with a little boy haircut. And uh-huh. Jesus Christ, who'd have thunk it? Right.
Who would have thunk
it? That's why sometimes I'm listening to this conversation, I think about Trudy One Tooth Jackson.
Okay.
And I'm thinking to myself,
I feel like you just made that up.
No, I'm serious. And I'm thinking I should have gave her a better chance outside that parking lot. I should have gave her more of a chance.
I really feel like you made that up, but okay.
Trudy, I'm sorry.
Well, you just weren't ready for her at that time. You weren't ready. You weren't ready.
Oh, she was ready.
No, you weren't ready. Oh, yeah.
Because Trudy was jacked. That one tooth didn't stop it. So the bottom line, yeah.
All right. You know what? Trudy, if you're listening, One Tooth Jackson... which I feel like he made up. But anyway, whatever. Again, thank you guys for listening to the show. Thank you for sharing the show. Diego, Sonia, B. I mean, this is like great conversation. And I feel like we can do like 5,000 more of these because people, you know, they're always out there dating and they have questions and, you know, they want answers. So again, if you have any questions, indeepshow@yahoo.com. We want to hear your voice. 202-750-1437. That's 202-750-1437.
Yeah. No doubt. All right. It's that time. We got to get out of here. Thank you for tuning in. Hey, we need your questions. Keep it going. I'm your man, Big B, from Miss Sonia, Diego, and the Queen. Sadius Extra. Dating sucks. We out.
Sunshine and rain. Oh. You're in, say you had a man. forever.